MoneyWeb now on the money. Also available on podcast.
The show is brought to you by StanLib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. StanLib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider. I'm chatting with Chris Kitter, CEO of Astral. They had results out for 6 months ending March. It saw revenue up 26%, headline earnings per share up 138%, and dividend of R7.90, that up from R3 in the previous period. Chris, appreciate the time today. I want to dig into some of the details, but the key point is the massive leverage that you're seeing from revenue to headline earnings per share, and it surprises me because you've got significant input cost pressures on the maize side.
Good day. Yeah. I think one should just put it in context. This is versus a prior period that was very bad, where we had negative margins on our broiler business. So this time round, we've got a slightly positive, just above 4% margins. And that was mainly a catch-up. We had price decreases during the hard lockdown, and we tried to catch up with those, and then also to recover some of the input costs. So, however, the profits look great versus the prior period, it's still below our average performance. But we were able to pass on some prices and costs to the consumer, unfortunately. But that's also good to have a sustainable poultry business for the long run.
Yeah, I take your point on that. Your broiler sales up 15.7%. You've mentioned, obviously, it's the comparative period. The previous would have been to March 2021. We had hard lockdowns, and then we had curfews and the like. So, you know, QSR was under pressure. Is that just the bounce back, or some of this also improved efficiencies from operations and improved outputs?
Simon, so if we just go back a bit, you know, we always say when we make profits, we pay our taxes, we try and do a 2% dividend cover. But all the other money, the historic profit, we put back into the business. So we had quite serious improvements in our business with regard to efficiency investment and also expansion at our Olifantsfontein. And that all came to fruition now. So we spent over R1 billion over the last 2.5 years, and part of this is obviously the volume increase that is now in lieu of that investment. But we also sold a bit out of stock. We had quite high ending stocks at the previous period, so we sold higher production volumes out of stock, and then we also had a bit of a positive mix in our basket of products that also contributed a bit towards the better margin.
Have you seen a return to maybe pre-pandemic levels, even in particularly non-consumer? I'm thinking QSR, I'm thinking restaurant and the like.
Yes, I would say, and we obviously measure this week to week, we reckon we're back to just above 90% of, let's call it, pre-COVID or normality. Mm-hmm. There's, however, a change in how the consumer buy, and there's a lot more takeouts than sit-downs. But I think we're back to just above 90, and we can see that in our sales figures.
The one point we probably raise every time we chat, imports, looking at the results, imports remain, frankly, massively high in our market.
That's still... Poultry products imported to this country still makes up 24% of total consumption. So it's still high. It's, however, 6% lower than the comparative period. Now, that could have been due to the higher anti-dumping tariffs. It could have been to restricted trade or the lockdown, or also massive cost drivers in other countries. So we still regard 24% of local consumption as fairly high imports. And that's of total poultry products. So it's still a concern. We obviously, at the time of the master plan with Minister Patel, said whatever we import less, we will make up in local consumption. So Astral, as part of the poultry fraternity, has done its bit with regard to expansion, reinvestment. And we also, during this period, created 350 additional permanent jobs. And our expansion is not done yet. We plan to expand by another approximately 8% over the next year. So we will bump up our weekly processing numbers to about 6.2 million birds a week. And a year ago, we were at about 5.5. So a nice investment for the country, and it's paying off.
The feed division, I mean, we've mentioned maize, and of course, maize is yellow maize prices are, I mean, they're at, I wouldn't say record levels, but certainly they're at very high levels. And that hurts the feed division, but you still manage to pick up a revenue. Slight squeeze on margins, but you're managing to pass a lot of the increases from maize onto your customers.
Yes. The feed industry historically works on a rand per ton margin and not on a percentage. So it's normally raw material plus the production cost plus a small margin. And we've been able to successfully pass that on to the external market. But one should also just remember that 60% of that volume is in-house. So our poultry division take that knock, and they have to go and recover it.
How much is feed a big cost in your poultry division? Obviously, there's staff, there's all of that bits as well. There's administrative services, there's power. What is feed? I mean, is it the big cost?
Feed is now, as of this morning, if we take the latest Chicago prices that we had to buy it today at almost 4,800 rand a ton. I never thought I'll mention that, but it's there. So feed is now 70% of our total cost to produce 1 kilo of meat. And then, of course, the other big contributors is distribution and energy and our wage bill. That makes up top four, and that's close on 90% of our total cost. So, you know, our energy costs make up about 10% of our total. And that year on year, that cost is up by 16%. And our distribution cost, which is about another 10% of our business, is up 29%. And that's mainly due to the higher diesel prices.
Yeah, and reports on this morning that we're going to get even more petrol price increases at the end of this month. But 70% feed, that's a giant number, and means that, you know, watch that yellow maize price. Chris Gutter, CEO Astral, always appreciate the time.
This show is brought to you by Stanlib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. Stanlib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider.